but they're determined to work the system to their advantage, and they make that clear. In their mind, the joke is on those falling for their performance. Part of the message in Act One is that many people are masquerading as things they are not in order to find, create, or exploit opportunities. While Act One is reminiscent of a drawing room screwball comedy, Act Two fast forwards about 40 years to the 1970s, where a panel of cinema experts analyzed social changes in film, including the rise of Vera Stark. The severe difference between the two acts makes this a particularly schizophrenic production, to the point of being assaulting. It's as though, after the intermission, you've come back to see an entirely different play. Without giving away any details, I will say that I understand the point of Act 2 and get what the playwright was after. But in short, Act 1 was very enjoyable, and Act 2 was a jumble of ideas that never quite came together. This is a 2-hour play, and Act 2